Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Chad, and I'm joined by Stephanie. What's up, Stephanie?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, and it's a great day here at mission.org, mission.org/studios for anyone that wants to check out our work and work with us. A lot of other great folks have, whether it's Salesforce, Splunk, Twilio, Dell, Katera, Lytics, Amdocs, Vimo. I could go down the list.
Good memory.
So many great sponsors. And if you are a marketer, a digital professional, or an executive at a technology company or enterprise, and you're interested in the world of original content and sponsorships that generate results, especially in the podcast form, you should head over to mission.org/studios to learn more. Today's episode of Mission Daily, we are talking about your special and your superpowers. So your special, that means you are in fact special, but your specialness, the thing that you feel most defines you or makes you unique, or your skills that really you think no one else has, or the experiences or even weaknesses that you have, flaws, bad things that you think are, you know, something horrible about yourself. We define all of these things as what makes you special and unique. And today we're going to talk about how exploring them holds the power to destroy you or give you a rebirth and a new life.
Trying to think of my special. What's your special, Chad?
There are many. But I mean, let's take something like addictive type cravings or an addictive personality. It's definitely the manifestation of trying to, you know, fill an unmet need and fill a void. And as I start to fill that void more and feel what was already there and what is there, but what was closed off, what becomes apparent is this isn't a negative thing. This is always the thread or trail of crumbs or rabbit hole that gets you to eventually explore or find or stumble against your superpower. And oftentimes I think, you know, addiction is this physical and mental manifestation of just this really, really voracious appetite. And that appetite can be channeled in any direction. It's important to channel it in healthy directions. However, it really can be a superpower if understood, channeled, and if that core void, if that core desire is satiated in a healthy way, you can kind of stumble on your superpower. So there's an example of, you know, one thing that you might think is negative. However, in fact, it can lead you to your superpower.
I think that's really important from a mindset perspective too, to take something that, you know, maybe you're growing up and your parents or your friends are like, you're this, you're always defensive, you're always, you know, sarcastic or whatever it may be, and kind of shaping that a bit differently to think about like, well, there might be a reason that I'm doing that, or there might be something behind that. And maybe, you know, I can pivot how I'm reacting, or, you know, so I don't have that come to the forefront so easily, but I also use that to my benefit and kind of, yeah, shift it around a bit.
For sure. And I think that just recognizing it and being grateful that you have something that others are noticing, even if it's a negative thing, that's something where, you know, not applying judgment to what others are noticing from you or being bothered by it, and just starting to get a bit more curious about it and open to what is that, and following that thread into your mind is, I think, a really, really powerful exercise.
Especially with all the labels these days of kids growing up and people saying, you have ADHD, like your mind is all over the place, you're loud, you can't sit still. And I think it's really important to teach kids of like, people might tell you that kind of stuff, but explore why And maybe you can learn to harness some of that stuff, but that actually might be a good thing. Like, you're a jack of all trades. You're going to learn a bunch of different things. And then you'll also be conscious of yourself enough to know, how do I finish those things? Or, you know, if you know yourself better or well enough.
For sure. And I think it forces us to ask the question too about, you know, why are you, whether it's ADHD or addiction or PTSD or anxiety or any of these things, you know, what are you trying to escape from? And then just the more you can sit in that, the more you can go to a mindless state around, you know, this weakness or, you know, just sitting there quietly with the question, what am I running from? What am I escaping from? What are these thoughts protecting me from? What is this behavior stopping me from doing? And often with other people, it can be just as simple as preventing intimacy. So preventing the, you know, genuine contact and conversation that we talked about in the last episode, often a lot of these negative behaviors can just be trying to cut us off from that because, you know, just like real love, any type of intimacy or connection or conversation or anything with someone can be really painful. But it could be the source of learning more about yourself and starting to head in the direction of pursuing your superpower.
Yeah. So what are some ways to start figuring out what your specials are? I mean, there has to be more than one. So how do you start going about identifying that and figuring that out about yourself?
I think everyone is going to have the first thing that comes to mind, right? They believe themselves to be this or that. I think that trying to explore outside of those is the most useful. I think that trying to drop some of those notions around, oh, I believe myself to be this, or I believe myself to be that, I think that can be really helpful. I think that's a way to inspire creativity and start to think much more broadly about yourself. Because like you said, these are specials. It's not just one thing. There might be one thing that other people have noticed about you. And I think that others' perception or projection might be one of the two. That's a great place to start. But then, you know, maybe try to balance it with some of your own intuition or some of your new creative ideas about, you know, what happens after you drop those beliefs, what arises in that presence, and maybe starting there.
Yeah. I'm laughing because I'm thinking about what someone told me about myself back in the day. They said I had a potty mouth, which I actually don't, but labels, huh?
Labels, but all, you know, also, you know, following the thread of that expressiveness or thinking back to time periods in my life when I've like sworn more or that you've embraced that. I think they tell us a lot about like, you know, what's going on in our lives at the time. And I'm not saying that it's, you know, good or bad, but it's just, you know, reflection of what's going on at the time.
Yep.
So today's daily mission is to think about your specials and what other people or yourself might perceive as your weaknesses. Think about what you associate with. Think about your beliefs and just try to go beyond them and try to explore that thread and that path of how can I use some of my weaknesses to start figuring out how am I really special? How are my talents and gifts something that no one else has? Because oftentimes, you know, negative perceptions of you from other people, they're really just this invitation of another to yourself to say, hey, what is it about you that's causing societal disruption and unrest? What is it about that, you know, that person or their personality that kind of disrupts the, you know, cultural norms? What is it about that person that is, in fact, special? Because usually it's going to bug other people. Sometimes they might congratulate you. Sometimes they might pat you on the back. But I think often it's going to be more of a negative perception. And you can start there and start exploring.
Love it.
All right. See you tomorrow, everybody. Mission Daily and all of our podcasts are created with love by our team at mission.org. We own and operate a network of podcasts and a brand and story studio designed to accelerate learning. Our clients include companies like Salesforce, they're a customer times five, Twilio, and Katerra, who work with us because we produce results. To learn more and get our case studies, check out mission.org/studios. If you're tired of media and news that promotes fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and if you want an antidote to all that chaos, you're at the right place. Subscribe here and to our daily newsletter at mission.org. Each morning, you'll get a newsletter that will help you start your morning and your day off right.
Hey, listeners, thanks for tuning into this episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you haven't already, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. It helps spread the word, and I would greatly appreciate it. See you next time.